Okay, we're going to start here on the bottom of Chav Chedem Adbed, about 14 lines up. Amar Rav Zutra Batuvia. Amar Rav, Ayin Shemerda. You have an eye that is rebelling. Here Raji describes something that it wants to pop out of its socket. The eye is rebelling in that manner. So, Mutar the Kuchlo B'Shabbos. And you're allowed to color it or put on some sort of an ointment on it on Shabbos. Sover Mine. He thought to say, that's only if you ground the medicine the day before. But if you want to grind the medicine today on Shabbos, or you need to bring a derchushut rabim, which are violations of a din d'oraita, lo, that you would not be permitted to do. So Rabbanan, in this case, Rabbanan waived their gzeira of shechikat simananim. In the case we're not doing rufuah on Shabbos for the Ayin Merda, but we don't violate, there's no sakana nefashot, so therefore we don't violate the Doraita. So I'm like, Ha'umei Rabbanan, V'Rav Yaakov Shemei, D'Dei Mefar Sheminei D'Rav Yehuda, I was explained the words of Rav Yehuda, Afilu Mishchak B'Shabbat V'Atuya D'Rech Shud Rabim Mutar, that even to make the medicine on Shabbos, to do Shchikat Simamanim, and to bring it D'Rech Shud Rabim, both which are violations Doraita, Mutar, you can do it, because there's danger here. Rav Yehuda shor the mikchal ena b'shabbat. Rav Yehuda was permitted one to color their eye or anoint the eye on Shabbos. Samalhu Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda manzait Yehuda. Whoever listens to Yehuda machil shabbat is mechalal shabbat. Sov chash ve'ene. In the end, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda's eye started to hurt. Right? Sholach le shari or osir. Since Rav Yehuda, am I allowed to deal with this? Am I allowed to put on, you know, color my eye on Shabbos? So he says, Sholach le. For everybody else in the world, it's mutar. The didach, asir. But for you, it's osir. You who said to me that, or you go around telling everybody that you're mechal Shabbos if you listen to Yehuda. Yeah, you can't. He says, wait, why are you taking it out on me? I'm not saying it because I had something wrong with you. I thought that you were mechal Shabbos, but rather, Demar Shmuel, I heard it from Shmuel. So I heard it from a Gavra Rabbo that said it, first of all. Number two, Shmuel's a doctor. If you remember from some of the stories between Rabbi and Shmuel, Shmuel's a doctor. So I said, I heard it from Shmuel, the doctor, the tremendous Rav. And that's why I said it. I didn't say it of my own accord. I said, Hayi Amoto Dehavi Beimar Shmuel. There was this maidservant, this woman who was in the house of Shmuel. The Kadcha La Eina B'Shabta. That her eye was hurting, burning some sort on Shabbos. She was crying or screaming. But like a dashkachba, nobody listened to her because they didn't want to be mechal Shabbos for her. So paka ena, her eye popped out. The macha nafak mashmol v'dorish, then Shmuel went out. Afterwards it was doresh. Ayin shemerda, an eye that is rebelling. Again, an eye that has sent you the sensation of it popping or going out of the socket. Mutar l'kochlo b'shabbat. You're allowed to anoint it, you're allowed to put on makeup or whatever this coloring is on Shabbos that helps it. It's my time out. What's the reason? So the way Tosus reads it is that Shuraina de'ena means the ri'ateinayim. Your vision is tied to, and he calls it over here, uvnata de'liba means the havana talev. That the two are connected. Understanding and sight are connected. So if you would say it that way, I think it would only be muta derabonon to do it on Shabbos. Because here, they're not suggesting that there's any life-threatening problem here. All he's suggesting is that sight and havanat halev are connected, therefore there's a value on Shabbos of correcting or doing something for the eye, so one can understand. On the other hand, Rashi reads it that shirayna deina b'uvnat haliba means that somehow the sinews or the nerves of the eye are connected to the heart, whether it's the fat or the key parts of the heart, and therefore one is permitted to take care of on Shabbos. According to that, it would sound much more like it's a din even doraita that violates Shabbos because there's real sakana nefashot. If the eye, something happens to the eye, it'll affect the heart. Kigon mai. What are the cases, what are these eye omens that you're allowed to deal with on Shabbos? So I'm reviewing the kigon. The first one is rira. As Rashi says, rira is no tefet e no rira. That his eye is somehow expelling, and if it's water or it's pus, something that's coming out of his eye. Number two is ditza. A ditza is either something that is piercing or sharp pain. The next one is dama, which is either a congestion or inflammation of the eye. Then we have dimata, which I assume will mean he's tearing a lot. Vikidcha, sounds like it got hot, or there was some sort of sensation of burning in his eye. And then v'tichilat uchla, and the beginning of a sickness, beginning of a chuli. All of these are ailments of the eye that we would permit you to be kochel on Shabbos, to put some sort of ointment on it on Shabbos. Lafuke, what does that come to exclude? Sof uchla, it's the end of the disease or a sickness, meaning that he's already on the mend. It just, it hurts a little bit, his eye hurts a little bit, there you're not permitted. Or v'tucheina, which is to improve your vision. Something where it's not to prevent loss, but rather to increase or benefit your vision, there we would not permit it on Shabbos. Delo. Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda gives us a little more advice. Zibora udecharze silu visemta. So if you have a wasp sting, a charze silo is some sort of thorn. You were cut or scratched by a thorn. Samto is like an abscess of some sort. Tekayv le'ena, someone's eye who's hurt. Ba'ate elui ishto. And then he has, someone has fever. Kulu be'bani sakanto. All these issues, all these problems, if you go to the bathhouse, it's a problem. I'm assuming it means that the bathhouse is a problem because the water is warm there, it's hot there. And all of these items do not benefit from the heat. Now they're going to give a list of items where cold and hot are better for one or the other. Chama, the Gemara says radishes, lachama, are good for diseases that involve overheating. Meaning that choli chama, someone who has exposure to the sun, sunstroke, good thing are radishes. Vesilka and beets, letzina, are good for things when you're cold. Vechilufa sakanta, if you do the opposite, it's dangerous. Chamimi leakrava, for a scorpion sting bite, hot is good. Bikriri lizibura, and for a wasp sting, cold is good. Chilufa sakanta, the opposite is a risk, is life-threatening in that way. Tosfos over here brings down from the Gemara, beginning of Chagiga, that says, v'ra'umta'ua ra'ot rabot. When a lot of bad things will happen to you, he says, what are the bad things? You'll have zibori of wasp stings and scorpion bites. So Tosfos says over here, why is that so bad? Because you can't cure them. I mean that the wasp sting needs cold, and the scorpion bite needs hot. So now if you've got both of them, you can't, whichever one you try to cure, it'll be dangerous or life-threatening for the other one. And that's what it means, u'matza'u rabot. Right now, chamime lesilu, hot is good for a thorn prick or a thorn that goes into the body. Vikarire, and cold is good, the chaspenito. Chaspenito, Rashi calls from chaspo. Chaspo is like a piece of cheres. Rashi says, stakim, cracks in the face. I don't know if that's wrinkles, cracks, whatever that is in the face. Vikilufa sakanta, once again, switching it around is dangerous. Chalo, vinegar is good, the sibori. Sibori is for hakazat adam, for bloodletting. So vinegar is good for bloodletting. Umonine letanito. And fish are good for fasting. So here we go today. Now you should know that small fish are good for your fast. Bechilufa, and the opposite is sakanto. Tachle visibora sakanta. Cress and sibora and bloodletting are dangerous. Ishta visibora, fever and bloodletting, sakanta, are dangerous. Kaev ena, an eye, pain in the eye, visibora and bloodletting, sakanta, are dangerous. Sheni the dog, dam. Now over here, the Gemara discusses about the dam, but here. On the second day after eating fish, you should bloodlet. If you eat fish the day before, beneficial for the bloodletting. Sheni the dam, dog. The same thing the other way around. If you have bloodletting, the day after, it's good to eat fish. Shlishi lo sakanta, but if you eat fish on the third day, dangerous, very dangerous. Tarabanan. Hemekiz dam, lo yuchal chagbash. Someone who bloodlets shouldn't eat chagbash. What's that? Lo chalav, not milk, velo gvina, not cheese, velo betzalim, not onions, velo shechlaim. They're not either, I saw the definition, either cress or pepperwort, one of the two. Imachal, if he does eat, what should he do if he ate these items after bloodletting? Rabbi, naiti, reviata the chal, reviata the chamra. Bring a log, reviata the log of vinegar and reviata the log of wine, vinar brevinu, mix them together, and take it down. And then when a person goes to relieve themselves, to defecate, only do it on the eastern side of the city, mishum dekasherecha. Because whatever you're going to expel from your body after this is going to have a horrible smell. And we know that the eastern side does not have a wind, a strong wind, meaning it's usually the western wind that's pushing through. So it'll push the smell away from the city, not towards this city. That's why you put a burski, it comes to tanning of skins for cloth and so on and so forth. You're only supposed to put those on the eastern side of the city because that won't blow the smell, the awful smell, the horrible smell back into the city or blow it away from the city. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Malin Unkali Bishabut. You're allowed to take care or pull out Unkali Bishabut. My Unkali, what are these Unkali? Amri Abi Abba, Istomcha Deliba. They are called the Istomcha Deliba. Rashi describes one as Dofne Basar, Shatachar Aleif. I know it's the fat or the flesh under the heart. V'utar Pasha. I don't think it sounds like it's a diaphragm. Lishna Chanuch. Tznuch keneged alev shekorim nibla upamim shenichnaf letzad pnim umakiv et nishima. Sometimes it folds in, it blocks breathing. So a different definition. One is the diaphragm, which is that some problem with the diaphragm is causing problems with breathing. The other possibility is the opening to the stomach that is being sealed up. It's also causing a problem. I did see someone who said it was tonsils. And uncle is tonsils that you can remove the tonsils. My suta, what's the solution? What's the cure? Mighty kimona, it brings cumin. Kruya, which is caraway. Ninya is mint. Rashi says mint over there. Vagadno, which I saw was wormwood. Vitsitare, which I saw was setrura. And avadta, which is hyssop. Liba, if it's for the heart, then bechamra. You mix these items with wine, and then you drink it. That's good for the heart. I don't know if liba is what we were just discussing before. That's for breathing, you know, if you have a problem breathing. Or the liba over here means that the first definition that Rashi gave before, which sounds like some sort of pain around the heart that you're having. So how do you know that? That wine makes people happy. The rucha. Again, the rucha here is either you have trouble breathing, which would be the second Rashi explanation, or it's a blisters. The mayo, it's good in water. So that teaches you that you put it into water when it comes to items of ruach. Mirachefet is the play. The koda, so for a woman who is sick, she's feeling cold on the birthing stone. Then you mix it together with beer. That the kada is on her shechem. I assume that the play is on kada, koda, and you take shechar. So that would be the play over there, that you mix them together. V'achabrei d'rova shachit ludu kula. You ground them all up together, v'adadadi, v'shakilei malei chamesh etzbatei. You took a full fistful of it, v'shatilei, and drank it up. And he felt much better. V'ashi shachit kol chad v'chad v'chudei. Did one, each one individually, v'shakil malei etzbatei, rabati, malei etzbatei zutrati. He took a, whatever fit between his thumb and his pinky, that's what he took out, and he put it into his drink, and he had one by one. I did all of these and didn't do anything for me. Adarmali Otaya until I met up this merchant. And he says, I did kuzot chato, bring a new pitcher. Umalia mayo, fill it up with water. Varami bay tarvada the dubsha, and put a spoonful of honey into it. The talila bay kochle, and let it stand overnight, and let it see the stars overnight. Macha ishte, and then drink it the next day. Of the Hoche did this vitzai, and I was cured. So that was his cure. Tanabanan, shisha devarim mirapim et achule michalyo. Six things that help a person become healthy. Virufutam rufan, they have real medicinal value. Ve'elein, kruv, cabbage, tradin, beets, umay sisin yvesha. So I saw it's either a dried pennyroyal or mint. Vikebat, I saw either a stomach or tripe. And then v'harat is a womb. Bioterata kaved, I saw a translation as diaphragm, although I thought in other cases it was a spleen, I'm not sure exactly, yeah? Yeshomrim aftagim ktanim. Some people say small fish are also good. Velo od, shotagim ktanim afrim umbarbim kol gufo shaladam. That a person eats these small fish, they fruitful and multiply, meaning that they help the person become strong and feel well. So it's great to eat these small fish. Because they're mafrin umarbim kol gufo shel adam. Sarat devarim machzirim et achodot acholyo. There are 10 items that are bad for a sick person, or they will turn the sick person back to his state of sickness. Acholyo koshe ve'elohin. And they are ochel basar shor, ox meat, shuman, fat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, fowl, beitzat tzluya, roasted eggs, v'shichlayim. Again, this is what we had before, which is either cress or pepperwort. Vitiklachat, shaving, and merchatz, going to the bathhouse, ugvina, cheese, vikaved, and liver. Yeshurim, afeguzim, some people say nuts as well, v'yeshurim afkishuim. Also, either melons or gourds. Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to question one, kishuim, why are they called gourds? Mipnei, she'in kashin, d'chol gufo shel adam kecharavot. They're bad for the person's body, like charavot, swords, or like daggers. So that's why they're called kishuim, these gourds, squash, whatever it is that they are referring to, that they're bad for the body.
They're good for your school.
Right, to eat them for Rosh Hashanah. That's right. They're a siman tov. That is a stira in the Gemara. You should know. There's a Gemara in Kritut and a Gemara in Horiot. The girsa is different. One of them, it says the meichal. You have to eat the simanim. The other one, it says the mechze. You have to see the simanim. So it's not clear that you really have to eat the simanim. You might just have to see them. It's a stira in the Gemara, in the girsa of the Gemara.
Did you just say it makes you more sick if you're sick?
Right. That is what it says here. Right. Alright, now we're back to the Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. Tanur bar Yisrael, mislaper me'oved chachavim. A Jew is getting a haircut from a goy. He has to look in a mirror. So he has to look in the mirror to make sure that the goy is not taking out the razor and going to cut his throat. Va'oved chachavim mislaper me'Yisrael. A non-Jew that's getting a haircut from Yisrael, came and shigel blorito. Once he reaches his ponytail, shometet yado, he pulls away. He's not allowed to cut it. They're not going to cut near it because he's doing his doing something, l'avodah zarah. Amar mar, Yisrael mistaper me'oved chachamim ro'eh b'mar'ah. Hey chidomi, what's the case? Ibr shut arabim, if he's out in the public thoroughfare, lamed le'mar'ah. What do you need a mirror for? There are tons of people there. He's not going to kill you because there are people watching. V'ibr shut yachid, if it's in the shut yachid in a private place, k'ro'ah mayhavi. What's the difference? You can watch him kill you in the mirror. It's not going to make any difference if you're alone with him in the shut yachid. So that can't be of any help. So olam b'rishut yachid. With time b'rishut yachid, if it came into ikam mar'ah, mitchazek odom choshev. You have a mirror, you look like you're somebody important. Ah, you have a mirror, you must be choshev, therefore he's afraid to kill you because you look like a odom choshev. Only important people had mirrors. Yochana bar bizna ave mistaper mo'ben chachavim, b'shvilei dinar do. He was getting a haircut from a guy in the thoroughfares of Ne'arda. Now these shvili are on the sides of the Rishut HaRabim. So they're not out in the center, not in the middle of the Rishut HaRabim. They do have people passing through there. So you go back, our Mishnah said that ve'im mistapim mehem b'kol makom, now that I get a haircut at all, tiri Rabbi Meir. Chamimim b'Rishut HaRabim mutar v'lo b'no l'b'no. You're allowed to get in the Rishut HaRabim, you're not allowed to get a haircut b'no l'b'no. So now, what does he say here? Amalei, chana chana. So the barber says to him, chana chana, talking to Rav Chana, Yai koich lezuga, stretch out your neck for the razor. So he says, Amar teitili de avriya de Rabbi Meir. It's coming to me because I violated the word of Rabbi Meir, who said back in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to get a haircut from them at all. By the Rabbanon lo Amar? Avar? What do you mean? Well, he didn't violate the word of the Rabbanon. They said they're din by Yishut the Rabbim you're allowed to do. Not Yishut the Yachid, you're in the Shvilim. So he says, who savar? He thought, Shvili dinar do, came in the Shechichi Rabbim, Rishut HaRabim Tami. These pathways, the thoroughfares of Nardo are classified like Rishut HaRabim because they have many people passing by, so he thought it was okay. V'ovei kachavim is the bear mistral, came in Shigil, the blorito, shumetet yado, but come on, how far away do you have to stop from the blorit? Amrav Malkio, Amrav Adabarava, Shloshe etzvot d'chol ruach v'ruach. To leave three etzvot in all directions around his blorit that you're not willing to cut, so that you're not doing something in the shame of Avodah Zarah. Amrav Chanina, Bereid Ravika, Shipud, Shfachot v'gumot. These are different cases of Alocha. Rav Malkio, Rav Malkio said them. Blorit, which is our case over here, Efer Makleh, and Gvina, Rav Malkio, are said by Rav Malkio. So since their names are similar, Malkio and Malkio, he wants to give us a reminder about who is the author of each of these positions. So Rav Malkio is the author of the positions of Efer Makleh, Blorit, and Gvina, which is our case over here. That's the case. Amar Rav Adabarava was the name of Rav Malkio. And then the cases of Gumot, Shvachot, and Shippur are named by Rav Malkio. Amar Rav Bava, Matnitin or Matnita. If it's a Mishnah or a Braita, then it's Rav Malkio. Shmaitita, if it's said of, it's a member of an Amora, then it's Rav Malkio. The Simana, and the Simana I give you is Matnita Malkuto. That the Braitot, or the Mishnah, goes like Malkuto. I mean that they're both female. Matnita and Malkuto. So, my Benayu, what's the difference between them? Iki Benayu Shvachot. There's a dinam is whose category is Shvachot in. Is Shvachot in, or belong to the statements of Rav Malkio? Or on the other hand, does it belong in the Mishnah Brayta explanations, which would be Rav Malki according to Rav Papa? Now, Rashi claims that not only did they switch Shvachot, they also switched Ephraim Makleh in order to keep it 3 and 3. That Ephraim Makleh was also switched from being authored by Rav Malkiah to being authored by Rav Malkiyo.
Switch stops for symmetry, either one set or
no. They had a Masorah that three. They each said three. So he has, depends what the simon is. So one of them gave us a list of which ones they thought it was. But Baba says, no, it's based on Mishnah Matnita and Shmaitita. Mishnah Matnita doesn't literally mean a Mishnah. We are here, what we have over here is not a Mishnah. It's explaining the Mishnah. Since he's explaining the Mishnah, it's classified like a Brayta or a Mishnah, and therefore it would be authored by Rav Malkiah. Oh, you know what? Before I do this Mishnah, there's an unbelievable Tosus over here. Tosus over here says that the Gemara sounds over here, and he really brings the Yerushalmi to support it in a much stronger way, that one is only permitted to use a mirror when he's in danger. That because you're getting your hair cut, and you have to pose as an Adam Choshuv, you're allowed to use a mirror. That seems to mean that the dispensation to use a mirror is only when you're an Adam Choshuv. Says Tosus, you're not allowed to use a mirror otherwise. Men are not permitted to look in the mirror. Why? Because lo yobash et gever simlat isha. The targum is lo yitaken gaver b'tikuneya. Right, that he shouldn't be doing b'tikunei yitata. Shouldn't do things that women do. Women who look in the mirror and pretty themselves up in the mirror, a man is not allowed to do. So men, not allowed to look in the mirror. It's a violation of this. It would be a violation of a din d'oraita for a person to look in the mirror, a man to look in the mirror. So Tosfos says over here, he gives a slight dispensation. He says, that's only the hitna'ot. To make himself pretty, that, or to, you know, fancy himself up, that's a problem in the mirror. But to cut your hair, or to shave in the mirror, to prevent yourself from being cut, or to do it in a manner that makes sense, that you're allowed to do, because that is a, right, that is something where it's preventative. It's not doing something to be pretty yourself up, or do it like a woman, but rather, it's simply practical in that case. On the other hand, if it's done to make the person look good and spend time, you know, enjoying themselves and printing themselves up, that he would say is a violation of lo yubash gever simlat isha.
Did you say that Rashi agrees with that based on Rashi Yosef?
Right.
Criticism of
Yosef. Right. That it was Masalsal Basara. Right. So that's a similar type of idea. Very similar type of idea. Alright, so then Tosus brings down the Loch Lamasa. He says, also at least tapir movid kachavim, can't get a non-Jewish barber, lemkein ro'eh b'mar'ah, unless he has a mirror, v'afilu b'shut rabim. Even reshut rabim, why? Because Rav Chana says, titili da'avri ad rabim meir. Because even he who was in reshut rabim says, my fault that I didn't have a mirror there. The dafka b'tar, d'shchicha b'hezeka, only if he's using a razor, b'kal, of a misperayim, if he's using scissors, not a problem. And also, if he has someone else there who is watching or looking over it, then it's also not as much of a problem because he has somebody who is going to make sure that the goy behaves or be a witness if he does kill him. Right. Oh yeah, it sounds like good advice. Sounds like the Tosfos doesn't have any dispensation for modern day. I'm saying if you have to brush your hair so you look like a mensch, that's not a problem. A person sits in, you know, prettying themselves up, putting it on, doing all these things to make themselves look gorgeous, that I think that might be still an Easter according to today. I mean, obviously it's a fine line, but saying there's something that a person looks presentable, and the difference is that a person spends a lot of time in front of the mirror looking at themselves. Our new Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a large Mishnah, which is going to lead us really into some new sugyot, or the core sugyot here in the Avodah Zarah about Stam Yenam and Vinat Akum, Chalav Akum, all sorts of things that are common in Chutz Laaretz today that are issues, and Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, has less issues of these things, but these are the core sugyot coming out. Here's the Mishnah that leads us off. All right. Elo Devarim, Shalav Dei Chachavim, Asurim, V'Yisuram, Yisurana. So Mishnah begins that these are items that are usur, that you purchase or you get them from Avodah Chachavim, Osur behana, hayayin, wine, a chometz. Then this is vinegar, shall ovde kachavim, shayamit lato yayin. It was originally wine by the Avodah Chachavim, and then it turns into vinegar, that's problematic. If they got the vinegar from a Jew, or they bought it as vinegar, then it wouldn't be a problem. Cheres hadriani, right, this is the Hadrian, pieces of pottery. It seems that they used to soak them in wine to take on trips for the troops. And then when the troops got to the location and they wanted to make the wine, they used to soak them in water, and then the wine would leach out of the cheres, and they would have their drink. That was the way they took. That was their dry storage for wine. That's how they moved their wine. Vorot libuvim, and skins of animals would have a heart cut out from them. Where the heart was, there's a hole. Because that was another thing they did for Avodah Zarah, was they took out the heart for Avodah Zarah. So if you have a cut in the skin in that area, that's a problem. That's only if it's circular. Asur, then it's asur. Shoch, if it's cut straight, then it's mutar. So they do it for Avodah Zarah, they cut it out in a circle around there. Basar nichnas lovid chachavim mutar. Meat that is being taken to the worship of Avodah Zarah, that's already okay. That's okay because it hasn't yet been given as takrovet Avodah Zarah. I would say asur. If it's coming out, then it's asur because mipnei shuk is zivchei meitim. It's like a zevach of a mate, like the Avodah Zarah. It's takrovet Avodah Zarah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva.
What are you going to do? What, for eating?
Yeah.
What about sweet?
Assuming that they bought it from a Jew, it's kosher meat.
It's about something that I mean,
right, so you have to get around all these issues. Assuming that you can get around the other issues, then this is the problem. Ochim le tarput, one who goes to tarput. All right, tarput is a strange. The word means like an obscenity, debauchery, but it's referring to Avodah Zarah. It's a festival of Avodah Zarah. Asur l'tate mehem, you can't transact with them. V'abayim, but on their return, mutarim. On the way back, you're allowed to. Because on their way, they're going to be modal Avodah Zarah. If you transact with them. On the way back, they're already done, then it's mutar. The dot of the chavim kankehem, the flasks and barrels, the yain shi Yisrael kanusvim, it's Jewish wine inside of them, asurim. Bisuran isurano. And that isur is an isurano, David Rabbi Meir. Chamim, any suram isurano. It's asur, but it's not isurano. So over there, the problem is that the wine is absorbed into the walls, and then you're going to put the kosher wine in it, it's going to leach out of the walls, and it's going to affect the kosher wine. Hakhatzaniv azagim. These are the skins and the pits of the grapes. So the chavim asurim, isuran isurano. Not only the asur, but the asur ba'ano, according to Rabbi Meir. Chamimim lachim asurim. If they're still moist, which means within their first year, then they're asur. Yveshim, if they dried out already, then they're mutarim. Amorius. Amorius is probably some sort of fish hash or fish brine. Actually, that's probably the better word, fish brine. Gvinat beit onyuki, and cheese from beit onyuki, shel de chavim of non-Jews is asurim. Visurani surano, divrei Rabbi Meir. Oh yeah, they're asur ba'ano, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Chamimim, and isurani surano. Chamim say there's no isurano by this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, shal Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yoshua, kashayu mechalchim baderech. Yehuda asked Rabbi Shmuel when they're walking on the way, Amar lo, Rebbe, mipnei ma asu gvinot ag avdei kochavim. Why do they asur cheeses of the avdei kochavim? Amar lo, mipnei shemamidon ota bekeva shel nevela. Because when they want to form the cheese, they want to curdle the cheese, they put it into the stomach of a nevela. It's obviously non-kosher, of a nevela. Inside the nevela is also liquid or milk in there from the animal. Isn't the stomach of an ola more chamor than the stomach of a nevela? And listen to halacha. Vamru, kohen, shatato yafa, yafeh, a kohen who is a, not an istinis, he can handle these types of things. Surfa chaya, that he can take it down, he can singe it down, he can drink it down raw. I mean that he can take the stomach and whatever's in the stomach, the liquid that's in the stomach, the kohen can drink. Lo, and that they did not agree to him. I mean, the Chachamim didn't agree to this. Valamru einanin, you shouldn't do this. Aval lo mo'alim, but there is no meila, which means that mina Torah midoraisa would have been mutar. It says the Rabbanon that we say don't do it, but the fact that you see midoraita that it is permissible shows you that the perish, the whatever refuse or whatever is left over in the stomach is not a problem, because over here by an olah they're letting you do it. So why should it be a problem by a kebat of a nevela? Should be able to put it in there. Because they do it inside of the stomach of a calf that wasn't brought for Avodah Zarah. If you're right, why is only Yisra Achila should be in Yisra Anoh? If you're talking about Tekovet Avodah Zarah, talking about Avodah Zarah, that should be in Yisra Anoh. He sealed the Devar Acher. He didn't want to answer him, so he pulled him over to another topic. Changed topics on him, so he wouldn't have to answer the question. Gemara will tell us later why he did this, is because when they originally established the Gzeira, they don't want to give out the reason for the Gzeira. So they didn't want to disclose the real reason. Samalo, Yishmael ben Arachi. Yishmael, my brother, Heyach Atakureh. How do you read this pasuk? Ki tovecha dodecha miyayim, tovim dodecha miyayim. Is that how you read it? Oh, ki tovim dodayich. Do you read it in the male or in the female? Is it referring to, is Bnei Yisrael speaking to Hashem? Or is Hashem speaking about Bnei Yisrael? Is it dodayich or dodecha? So Samalo, ki tovim dodecha. Samalo, tovim dodayich. He responded in the female. Amalo, he says, Eina davar kin. That's not correct. Sharei chavero maleder alav. The rest of the pasuk teaches that, which is lareach shmanecha tovim, akein alamot ahevucha. So why would alamot ahevucha, unless it was talking about a male? Right? Alamot ahevucha is an indication that we're talking about a male who the alamot are chasing after. So the rest of the pasuk, which is lareach shmanecha tovim, alkein alamot ahevucha, teaches you that the first part of the pasuk is ki tov dodecha miyayin and not dodayich. So Gemara says, yayin minolon. How do we know that yayin is asur? The Tosfos says here, what do you mean, how do we know yayin is asur? It's a gzeira d'rabbanan. What do you mean? What do you need to know about this? It's isur chachamim to drink the wine. That's what it is. So Gemara is asking here, not why is it asur, but rather yayin minolon means, how do we know that yayin that is used towards avodah zarah is asur be'ana? Where do we know this? Yayin nesach. Where do we know this from? And just because zvicha is asur, it doesn't mean that yayin nesach is asur. They're two different things. One's zvicha and one's nesach. So Amar Rav Ravu Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "Asher chilev zvachemo yuchelu." Right, this week's parsha, or this week's past parsha. Ishtu yayin nisicham. So what do they have? They connect between zevach and yayin. Ma zevach asur b'ano, just like a zevach asur b'ano, af yayinam asur b'ano. So to the yayin will be. They create a parallel between, since they're in the same pasuk, that juxtaposition tells you, just like a zevach is asur b'ano, so too yayin is asur b'ano. Zevach gufei minolan. And you know that a zevach is asur b'ano. Dichtei vayitz medu l'baal por vayichlu zivchei meitim. They bow down to the baal por and they ate zivchei meitim. It's sacrifices of the dead. Ma meit asur b'ano, av zevach nami asur b'ano. Just like a dead person is asur b'ano, so too a corpse or a dead person is asur b'ano, so too the zvachim are asur b'ano. Umeit gufei minolan. How do you know that a dead person is asur b'ano? Ayti sham sham meglarva. We have a gzer shofar meglarva. Ktiv al chavatamat sham Miriam. Miriam passed away. Uchtiv altam by eglarufa. Fu sham et aiglav anachal. Over there, just like over there, by eglarufa, it's asur b'ano. Once you do that, you can't get any benefit from do so. It's over by the mate. You can't get any benefit once they pass away. Malhalan asur b'ano. Avkan nami asur b'ano. Just like by the case of the eglarufa, it's asur b'ano. So it's over here. It'll be asur b'ana. Okay, v'hatam inalim. By the eglarufa, how do you know that it's asur b'ano? Amayi derei rabnai kaparok tiba. It says, kaparin, kaper lamcha Yisrael asher padita. So that's like kikotshim. As it didn't like kodshim, and just like kodshim are asur b'ano, once you bring, when you make them kodesh, so too, eglarufa is asur b'ana. So now, Tosus points out that there are two words that are used over here. Here it says, like kaparan, that's why it's asur b'ano. It also uses the word sham, sham tehei kvurata. But over there is the kvura of the eglarufa, and you can't get ano from it. So Tosus says we need both reasonings. One to teach you, one for one, that it's asur b'ano before it's brought, as it's brought down as an eglarufa, it's asur b'ano, even before it's killed. And they want to teach us that after it's killed, it's asur b'ano. Because you're talking about kodshim. Kodshim, after you shech them, are no longer asurim. They become, that's the heter. So once you shech them and you bring them, you makrib them. Once you've done the mitzvah of kodshim, they become heter. So too over here. Once you've done the mitzvah of eglarufa, it should become heter. That was what shamtei kvurata comes to teach you. So each one of them teaches a din, a different din. One teaches you the din that it's asur b'ano before it's killed. And the other one teaches you that after it's killed, it's still asur b'ano. Yes, that's correct. Bachomet shalov dechavim shaya mitchilato yayin. Meaning it was wine. Pshita, of course. If it was wine originally, mishum da'achmitz pokalei yisurei, just because it became vinegar, it's no longer a sore. I mean, if it was yayin, that's a chavir, it was a problem of yayin, just because it turns into vinegar, now it doesn't take away the yisurei at all. So Rashi, ha'atel eshmin, it's come to teach us, chomet shalov no biyadov dechavim. If you are putting for safekeeping your vinegar with an obi chachavim, enter a chotem betol chotem. You don't need a double wrapping. You don't need a double seal, you only need one seal on it. Why? If you're talking about worried about yayin nesach, lo min tzuchei. Nobody does yayin nesach with vinegar. That's bad wine. If he's going to swap it out, you're afraid that he's going to change his vinegar with your vinegar. Since you've sealed it, he's not going to go out of way. It's a lot of work for him to forge the seal again. So he has to reforge the seal, then he's not going to do that just to get the vinegar. It's not worth enough money to him to do that. Amra vilo, shanino yain mevusho shovde chavim shiyad mitchilato yain, asur. Cooked wine, right, if it's boiled wine, then avodei chachamim, even though it was wine, if it's cooked wine now, which is not put on mizbeach, nevertheless, if it started out as wine, regular wine, then it's asur. It says pshita, shum de'ivshil pakalei isur, just because you cook it, right, you boil it, that makes it, you know, the isur go away. So Amar Rav Ashi, ad at leshmina, n'yayin mevushal shalonu b'yadol chachamim. If you're mafkid, you're boiled wine with a you don't need a double seal again, just one seal. If you're talking about worry about yain nesek, lo minzche, they don't pour that. Yain mevushal is not used on the mizbeach that we have that today also, that we don't. Our yain mevushal also doesn't have as less problems. Yain mevushal can be touched by a goy because it's not put on the mizbeach. On the other hand, ichlufe, what about him swapping it out, changing the wine? Came with the ikh chotem, since there's a seal on it, chotem echad lo torah chum zayif. It's not going to take out the time or make the effort to forge it in order to take the wine or swap out the wine. So therefore, since that is a deterrent for him to do it because of the work that's involved, then we'd assume that he's not going to switch out the wine. So now, if you look in the bottom, the Tosfos in the bottom of Chavtet Amad Abed, it's very interesting. It says, our vinegar, if it's touched by an over kachavim, should be mutar. Because the whole problem with stamiyim, yam nesach, is they're touching wine that would be otherwise put on the mizbeach. But if it's chomet, it's vinegar already, they should be able to touch it, no problem. Begam Rabbeinu Meshulam hitiru. Rabbeinu Meshulam says it's mutar. Rabbeinu Tam hikpid alav. Rabbeinu Tam says, no way. We're not experts in when something becomes vinegar. We're not experts about when something's wine and when something's vinegar. So if we allow the Ovi Chachamim to touch vinegar, we're not sure if it's classified halachically as wine or is it classified halachically as vinegar. So because of that uncertainty, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, don't let them touch it. Begamala boser. Boser are unripe grapes. Unripe grapes, again, don't produce wine or something that you would put on mizbeach. Rabbeinu Meshulam b'maga. Rabbeinu Meshulam was matir by touching them by over chum mishum damash yotzi menu nikramayim. Whatever comes out of them is considered water. It's not considered wine because they're coming from unripe grapes. That's not wine, it's water. And therefore, it doesn't have a din of being touched by an ovid kachavim. Again, hikpid Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was makpid in this case, shum de'enanu bikim atai kroi boser. Because we don't know when it's called the boser. So the same claim. Rabbeinu Tam says, enochanami, mikar din, you're right. Our problem is that even though mikar din, you're right by vinegar, and you're right by boser, that if they touch it, shouldn't be a problem. We just don't know where the threshold is where it changes over from being a boser unripe to being ripe, or where it changes over from being wine to vinegar. Since we don't know that threshold, we don't know if what they're touching is wine or vinegar. We don't know if they're touching is boser or wine. So, a grape, a ripe grape versus an unripened grape. Since we don't know that information, we can't make the assumption that them touching it is okay, or if they touch it, will be okay. All right, we'll stop over here.